This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Donald Trump is the big issue, eclipsing hundreds of others. We'll cover some of those issues he's been eclipsing, but we're taking your calls right now. James in Colorado was wargaming out what he sees is going on with Trump. James, finish your points, and please answer my question on this. What's your view on Trump himself? Do you think he's smoking his own propaganda, or do you think he's consciously met with the Clintons, or do you think he's for real?
I don't think he's for real. He did give $1 million to Clinton, supported Rahm Emanuel's Senate campaign. But another thing is his stance on Edward Snowden, where he made the claim that he's a traitor, that, you know, what do we used to do with the traitors? We used to either execute them or put them in prison. Our country's weaker because of
Snowden. I forgot about that. We should get all these clips together of Trump saying execute Snowden and, you know, supporting Hillary and all the rest of it. Not that I want to go after Trump. I just want to focus in on what he really stands for. I mean, again, we want to support him because what he's saying now is so true. But don't people get what you say versus what you do? It's what you do that's important.
The whole thing is that if you're saying Snowden's a traitor, you're basically saying he's evil. But he has difficulty saying the establishment is evil as though they're incompetent. They're the war criminal. And again, he's a politician, even if he hasn't held office. Same way, you know, it's kind of a drastic example. But, you know, the CIA, they would film generals, do anything to the kids, blackmail them. I mean, it's still mob politics, regardless.
So who do you think Donald Trump is, deep down?
Well, I agree with him on vaccines, and I agree with what he's saying, but I think the establishment is using him as a way to basically ignore Rand Paul. They know the more they attack him, the larger he grows, and I think he's for global government. And would have to hold a position in a larger global structure.
I agree with you. Wow, what an informed, involved audience we have. Again, what should happen to Trump politically? You know, he's being promised a lot if he is a shill to play the part of Judas Iscariot against America, because he knows what's going on. He's a smart guy. In 4 to 5, 6 years, if we don't turn this around, the country as we know it is gone. It's not like we're merging into some organic world government based on free market and prosperity. We're going into a world government that is top-down directed, anti-human, anti-prosperity. He could not be signing us on to something worse. James, that's my final question. How do you think Trump will shell out if he does do it? Or will he break off into a third party to make sure Hillary wins? How do you think he'll shell out? And then what do you think will end up happening to him politically?
It's hard to say. I think that he'll attempt to run. Curious who his VP will be. Maybe he is partially for real, but you know what happened to Reagan? He got shot. And they considered, I think, even putting his VP in. He didn't play ball. So he could be real on some levels, but at the end of the day, it's like with Bush, he might support some small government measures, and it might even be important. You know, abortion is important to people, gun rights, but at the end of the day, I mean, if you're looking at illegal wars and the police state, things that are much larger, then none of that really matters.
All right, thank you so much. We're going to go to break and come back with Walt, Julia, Christian, Rich, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I think I'm doing a decent job of taking a lot of calls, but until the bottom of the hour, I'm going to take one call after the other. So just have your point ready. I'm not going to ask any questions. I might have a 15-second comment after you make your statement, and I'm going to move the next person. So get ready after this break, because I can feel it. I think I'm going to break the old paradigm of not going to calls. I think I'm going to take about 20 calls in the next 20 minutes. Straight ahead, 800-259-9231. Who is Donald Trump? And then, at the bottom of the hour, a news blitz of over 100 stories that we haven't even hit yet. It's all coming up straight ahead. It's the InfoWar.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're doing an in-depth discussion on the Donald today. Is he a shill? Well, it doesn't really matter now because what he's saying is true. So they can tear that down. They can tear down the basic ideas of liberty. So we have to defend what he's saying and point out he's telling the truth and hope he's for real, but also understand he's given 2-1 to the Clintons, consulted them before he ran for president as a Republican, and you know, gave money to Rahm Emanuel's campaign and has been pro-abortion, has been anti-gun. But then he comes out and says all this stuff the other Republicans won't say when they've got good track records, some of them. What's wrong with them? Why won't they do it? Because they're getting advised by some really bad people. The Republican Party are the people that gave us NAFTA and GATT with the Democrats. They're the ones that gave us Obamacare. I was talking to a pretty prominent Democrat in Texas a few weeks ago before I left to Europe, and they were like, oh, I know the insurance companies wrote it. Oh, Alex, the public will never figure it out. I mean, it's just what it is. It's just this acceptance of an engineered economy, a giant screw job. Meanwhile, Ferguson's blowing up again. Brown's buddy got shot, reportedly after he shot at cops. I don't know what's true. The government's so corrupt. I just know George Soros is funding the Black Lives Matter movement, taking over everybody that's in opposition to Hillary. Sanders and others can't have an event now without it being taken over by these people, but they don't do that to Hillary because George Soros runs these groups. And I'm not saying Bernie Sanders is good. It just shows Hillary is the one. And if you think the persecution against patriots has been bad under Obama, get ready with Hillary. Let's go back to your phone calls. Walt in Michigan, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy, go ahead.
All right, you got back from your trip from Rome, huh?
Very interesting investigation. We've got some documentaries coming out on it.
Yeah, well, Donald Trump went to Fordham Jesuit University, so did Bill Clinton went to Georgetown Jesuit University, and the Jesuit Pope is calling for a new world order just like Clinton did, just like Donald Trump has paid lots of money to new world order candidates. And Jeb Bush is a fourth degree Knight of Columbus bowing to the Pope of Rome in Rome. It's online. You can look up his photographs of him doing that. Rome controls the United States. The Jesuits control the Vatican from behind the scenes with Adolfo Nicholas, the Jesuit general, with the present Jesuit Pope.
Well, I mean, I'll say this. There's different camps. People think the Masons run it all, or they think the Pope runs it all, or they think the Jews run it all. And I don't think it's Catholics or Jews or Masons. I think it's corrupt groups and organizations that are basically globally hijacking control of all the major organizations. But you cannot deny that the main driving force worldwide for global government now, outside of the central banks, is the Catholic Church. And it is a fact. And it is biblical. I just wish that the opposition to problems in the Catholic Church itself wasn't so deceptive and lying and bad. That's part of the problem, is we're just a fallen world. But I appreciate your call. What do you think about Donald Trump?
Well, I think he's a shill. I think he's being sent in there to destroy any true opposition to the Pope's control of our country. And what religion are most of the monarchs of Europe, Alex? They're Catholics.
Well, I mean, I know that after the fall of Rome and then the fall of the Byzantine Empire as well, that was the government. And I know that the Vatican pushed for the creation of the EU, but is exempt from it itself. So I hear you. I appreciate your call. I mean, look, we've never had a pope address the Congress. And again, from what I've researched, there's been a coup of the Catholic Church. Using sex crimes, they're being blackmailed, whether they were good before or bad before or a mix, whatever. That's even mainstream news, that it's being blackmailed to do the bidding of the globalist. So regardless, it's globalist run now. And, I mean, here it is in AP. Pope and Congress. Francis is certain to challenge lawmakers. We're going to have some religious leader in Congress from a foreign sovereign city on the banks of the Tiber lecturing us and calling for open borders and all this? It's just crazy. And that shows how weak America is. I mean, we shouldn't have the head Buddhist leader or the head Jewish leader or the head Protestant leader, Billy Graham, address Congress. We have a separation of church and state. And that doesn't mean you can't have your religious views in a public institution. You can say a prayer at commencement. You can have a Bible at school. The state has no jurisdiction in that. We don't have state-run religion. I mean, this is unprecedented. All of this is unprecedented. All of it. I said I want to take a bunch of calls. This is one caller is all I got to there. Christian in Texas, you're on the air. Then Julia.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I'm 14 years old, but I've been listening to your show for about 2 years. But, I told my parents and some friends, and I said, you know, I'm not old enough to vote, but, you know, people who are 18 and older, adults have the you know, they can vote, and it affects them. And whatever, you know, what happened in this country affects them, and it affects, you know, us, the youth. But, you know, about Donald Trump, I just, you know, he seems good what he's talking about, and he seems like he's would make a great president, but I just have a feeling that if he does become president, that he's going to be just like Obama. You know, he went out there and said, oh, I'm not going to take your shotguns. I'm not going to take your handguns, and I'm not going to take your semi-autos, but look what he's trying to do.
I hear you, and God bless you, Christian. As a 14-year-old listening for 2 years, what perspective has this broadcast given you?
It's really opened up my eyes and to see what's going on. I mean, I used to, you know, I didn't care for the news, but I figured out that, you know, all this stuff, it affects us, and that, you know, and today's in schools, as me going to school, I mean, I've realized that they're pretty much brainwashing us, and the stuff that they say, it's ridiculous. Like,
oh,
you
it's
know,
outrageous. Bad-mouthing the Constitution, bad-mouthing the institution of marriage. Now they're saying marriage is bad because it hurts people's feelings. Again, it's cult-like. Good to hear from you. Appreciate your call. Julia in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, first of all, before I say anything else, before I talk about Donald Trump, I wanted to tell you to check out CERN, C-E-R-N, September 23rd, 2015, because there may not be another election. This might just be to cover up for a lot of stuff that's going on right now. But anyway, about Donald Trump, I wanted to say that he might be in some type of prostitution reign. I know I'm not trying to, you know, bring him down or anything, but that might be why the Clintons are trying to back him up, because my son worked for him in his casino in Indiana, and he worked at the gambling table. He was a dealer, and he met this woman there, and she was a Filipino woman. And she tried to fix him up. She actually did fix him up with her niece, who was from the Philippines. And she does this with a lot of women from the Philippines. I don't know what she's doing. It seems like she's
well, sure, but that's not prostitution, bringing in mail order brides.
Well, she's doing more than that. My son believes that she's got some type of a prostitution ring thing going on with Donald Trump, because they're really good friends, and she's really rich. She's got a lot of money. She buys Mercedes and stuff like that.
Now, wait a minute. There are no prostitutes at casinos. Okay,
well,
and there are no fish in lakes, and there's no birds in the sky. And I'm sure Donald Trump is a perfect, wonderful guy. You can Google Donald Trump and women and him, you know, at the Miss America, whatever, all hanging on him. You know, I'm a libertarian. My view is on it, decriminalize it all, because making it criminal only allows it to be seedy and controlled by the mafia. But, yeah, no, I mean, clearly Donald Trump has all the swagger and all the aplomb of a gangster. And he hangs out with gangsters like the Clintons. He says a lot of great stuff. It's good to see him slap a bunch of politically correct scumbags around. But that said, it doesn't pass the smell test. But I don't want to just get up here and, you know, speculate and claim that Donald Trump is in prostitution rings. I appreciate your call. I'll tell you what, Dynecor and Halliburton and others have been caught. That doesn't mean if you work for Halliburton, you're involved. Let me be clear. But it came out in mainstream news, NBC News, Chicago Tribune, a decade ago, that they were running operations where they were grabbing underage women, boys, you name it, throwing them on C-130s, and they were just disappearing. And we knew this because UN people blew the whistle. So the sky's the limit. I mean, that's the thing. They'll bust some John, you know, picking up a hooker on South Congress in Austin, Texas, and throw the book on them. At least they did in the old days. They don't really do that now. And then, though, if some big company is actually running, you know, sex trade with underage women brought into Houston, nothing's done about it. I mean, there are whole areas of the country where it's just well known they're running basically sex slaves into the country, out of the country, nothing's done. So if it's big, official, oppressive, white slavery. And every time I say that, I get an email going, oh, you don't care about black slavery? White slavery means sexual slavery, ladies and gentlemen. I know most of you know that. But if it's real slavery, they leave it alone. But if it's a woman on her own out there making some money, then they'll call it prostitution or whatever. And so I guess if you take a woman out to dinner and buy her jewelry, it's prostitution too. By their benchmark, they've had cases in this country where people hook up online and the woman wants to be taken to dinner and wants to be, you know, have something bought, and they're calling that prostitution in New York City and taking people's cars. Then meanwhile, it turns out the governor that passed the law is seeing high-dollar hookers himself.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance of feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
And others here in just a moment. Then I'm going to come back, hit a bunch of news we haven't really hit yet, play some important clips. I don't want to say I have Ferguson fatigue, but just to see the public being played, because there is some police brutality, there is militarization of police, there are a lot of real problems. But the feds are globalist occupied. They want to smash local police departments, run them into the arms of the globalist, and that's why George Soros is spending over $100 million, $30-plus million in Ferguson alone, to stir this up, and has really hired a lot of nasty political operators to do it. And in most of the cases, the justifiable shootings the police are engaged in. There are other ones where they're absolutely executions, and when there's evidence of it, they're indicting the police officers. There's video of just a cop pulls a gun and just shoots a white person for no reason, or shoots a black person. It's crazy. And bigger than population, blacks being 13%, black males being about 6%, it is disproportionate black males being killed in cold blood. You just can't deny it. But compared to blacks dying from abortion or heart disease and all this other stuff, it just doesn't even show up on the scale. Less than 100, if you look at the numbers, questionable black males being shot by police a year. That sounds like a big number. 100 out of 300 plus million people? I mean, it is just a total diversion from all the serious things, and then just creates racial animosity that, I mean, I grew up where you just knew racists were just idiots who just didn't like you because they were dumb, whether they were white or black. And now it's the point where even on King of the Hill years ago, Mike Judge made the point, we'll play a clip of that in a second, that how come I can only hate somebody if they're white? And it becomes this idea that whites commit more crime and whites are inherently bad. And it's just not historical. It's not accurate. In fact, here's that Hank Hill clip.
What the hell kind of country is this where I can only hate a man if he's white?
We need to get Mike Judge live on the show. He's a big listener, listens all the time. He even let me shoot video of us shooting out of his house a couple times. I never heard it for some reason. I need to hear that video. It's a pretty good video. Well, I got a little excited during one shot. It's probably why I haven't aired it. We've got like 15 people shooting 308s, AR-15s, you name it, at huge boxes of Tannerite. I say huge boxes, you know, maybe 5-10 pound boxes. And while I'm talking, a couple of them blow up, and there's pieces of cinder block flying around. And one of them hits me in the back of the head. Maybe that's why I never put that video out. But it was good fun. That wasn't one of the times I've had my kids out there shooting. Definitely a lot of fun. Let's talk to Rich in New York. Rich, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Alex, Donald Trump is a game show host. He's clown shoes. The guy panders to anyone who will line his pockets. He's a shill and a half and nothing more. You know, just like the way Beck once in a while would say some things are truth, because you have to mix lies with the truth in order to get people to even listen to what you say. This is what this guy is. Plain and simple. That's it.
Well, I've thought about going after Trump, and you could really do it, showing him in the WWE, showing him doing other stunts, showing him flip-flopping. I know. Well, then let me ask you this. Why won't the other Republicans, like Rand Paul, why won't they get hardcore and say the popular constitutional common sense? Why is it Trump?
It's easy, because of fear, you know, for them, their families, or whatnot. You're talking about gangsters here. You know, it may look at what, you know, it may look all nice on the outside, but what goes behind the scenes, we have no idea. I can guarantee you that these people are threatened, and these people have their backs up against the wall, and are told if they say anything, this might happen, that might happen. Who knows what will happen? You know,
I'm not allowed to say what I know about certain political candidates, but you're absolutely right. I've been told in confidence throughout the years, we'll just leave it at that, about some pretty wild stuff. And the weird thing is, when people get threatened or really weird stuff happens, I mean, we're talking in the category of horse heads in your bed, they know it'll sound crazy if you come out in the news and talk about it. so people just don't discuss it. So you're absolutely right. Stay there, Rich. I want you to have time to finish up. You held for 20 minutes, and then we'll go to Steve, Rich, Jeff, Mike. I'm going to blitz through these calls 1 minute apiece, going back to Rich, and then I'm going to hit the news and then back into calls. I've done pretty good today. I've taken like 30-something calls. 800-259-9231. We're focusing on Planet Trumpus.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I get high, on speed. Top Fuel Phonic Car is the drug for me.
By the way, there's an article out today. The golden age of muscle cars is now in USA Today. And I absolutely agree with USA Today. I have some friends and folks that have things like the new Corvettes and things like that. And let me tell you, I've driven 600 horsepower Porsches. I've driven all sorts of cars that were just made, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. They are nothing compared to American muscle now. Nothing. And I might as well just make this announcement, only because I want to celebrate pure Americana. I was getting a Jeep, trading in an old Jeep that I'd had for 15 years or so. about 2 years ago. And the fella at the Jeep dealership, I try to buy American when I can. Now it's owned by Fiat, of course, but still made here. I said, hey, you know, this is a really cool Dodge Viper, but I never get one of these. Plus, I know it's not that fast compared to some other cars. And he goes, wait till the Dodge Hellcat comes out. You ought to get one. He goes, a comparable car would be about $500,000, a lower-end Ferrari, and it'll beat those. And I said, you know what? Put me on the list. Well, I got one of the first run. I've had it like 6-8 months now. And the car, there's just nothing like it. And I think I'm going to do a video on it because it's pure Americana. And it wasn't that expensive. I think I could sell it for more than double what I bought it for right now. But I got it as a celebration of Americana. And the reason I never announced I got a Hellcat was I wanted to do a whole piece on it and properly tie it in to just how amazing the John Wayne of cars is. I mean, it's just sick. Because I've driven out in Hollywood with friends before. I'm not name dropping. Somebody's like, hey, you want to drive this Ferrari? You know, 800 horsepower Ferraris that cost $1 million. Just nothing compared to this. And it drives like a family car. It just drives normal, nice, and then you hit the accelerator, and there's nothing like it. I mean, I'm not going to tell you I've been speeding in it, but because that's not safe. But I've now digressed, and I apologize. But the golden age of the muscle car, I was going to tie it into innovation and things like that. But despite strict emission limits, concerns about climate change, and unpredictable gasoline prices that would make the 60s hot rodder pull over and weep, Detroit's modern performance cars could run rings around the classics. And they're surprisingly affordable. Yeah, that's the thing. When compared to the price tags of some exotic cars with similarly high performing engines. Because, see, here's the truth. I like high horsepower cars. I don't like standing out. So when you're driving a black Challenger or a gray Challenger, the colors they come in, no one knows it's got 780 horsepower. Because everybody says it's 707. That was the original to get around the emissions testing and all the government harassment. They've done drivetrain tests. You can look this up. It's got close to 800 horsepower. And here's the difference. It delivers it all down the drivetrain. All right, I'm talking about this like I'm talking about Marilyn Monroe. Back in the 60s and 70s, we were looking at 300, 325 horsepower engines. Now you're at 500, 600, and 700, said Ken Gross, an automotive historian, a museum consultant, and journalist. Never in my lifetime did I think I'd see the day when I could drive a 700 horsepower streetcar. Yeah. Even the least powerful of today's sports cars, say a base 7.6 Chevy Camaro, Mustang, or Charger, could probably outcorner most of the 60 muscle cars, which were renowned to their ability to accelerate but not to turn or stop. Oh, yeah. I had some guy about a month ago run a red light. Just light turns green. I'm going like 45 miles an hour, going the speed limit. Turns green way up ahead, no cars ahead of me, and this car just runs it. This was like a Chevy Silverado, and my car turned like it was on rails. I turned and didn't hit him. I mean, turn on a dime, and that's human innovation. And believe me, folks, they've got technology 10 times better than that. I mean, it's just so much more advanced than we even know. And the globalists are all about suppressing innovation. And sure, it's wasteful. Sure, we should try to conserve. But it shouldn't be forced on us, is my point. And see, I never did the report because I didn't know how to address it, how to properly give justice to it. But I think I'm going to take folks out in the Hellcat, the audience, maybe with a live stream or something. And maybe we'll take that baby out at the racetrack. I know Buckley was out at the racetrack with a buddy's car. Had it going 170 two weekends ago. But, you know, then I think I don't need to be taking risks like that when I'm fighting the New World Order. That's why I haven't gone skydiving. It's why I don't jump off railroad trestles 300 feet into water anymore, stuff I used to do, because I don't want to get hurt. I got children. And that's why I don't really speed that much in the Hellcat. It's almost a joke that I have it because I don't really use it that much. It's just fun to be able to shoot around a couple cars real quick. It has the twin superchargers. And when you and then the second you put your foot on the gas, you just hear them power up. It goes, bzzz. I mean, it's amazing. And then you got folks that put big pipes on their cars because they want to sound loud. This has pipes to try to dampen it. When I fire it up, it rumbles the building in here. But I just like human innovation. I like muscle cars. I like Americana. And I'm sorry I just digressed off into this. You know, I wish that Donald Trump would be the muscle car of patriots. But I'm afraid he may be something else. I apologize, Rich, for going off on a six-minute diatribe about muscle cars. Go ahead.
No, that's cool, man. I like them too. Just a quick note, if I could, Alex. Alex, you always talk about them, about the globalists being like an alien race. Well, there's an interesting read, if you ever get a chance to read it. It's an article that was changed into a book. It's called Transylvania to Tunbridge Wells by a guy named DeVere. And it's really, really interesting. These are who these people think they are. It's really interesting. It's tied in a bit with that Sitchin stuff, but it's really, really interesting. It goes into that. It's connected with that whole Holy Blood, Holy Grail, that Dan Brown stuff. All of that's connected.
Sure, the Merovingian line. Well, I mean, here's the deal. I've been to Bohemian Grove. I've covered Skull and Bones. The elite really believe they're channeling spirits. They literally believe they're psychic vampires. And they've got the power. And they know a lot of secret stuff the public doesn't know. I think they're mentally ill. But there's the article from Transylvania to Tunbridge Wells. And then what is it basically saying? That they're a devil cult? Or what's it break down?
No, what it's basically saying, it gets into the whole thing with the Sitchin stuff where, Nibiru, but they're saying that they spliced their DNA with the hominids that were here and created what was known as the first modern man. This is where you get the vampires, the idea of vampires from. This is where you get the idea of dwarves and all the rest of that from. And they're considered a first race that was biologically wired different than we are. You know, this is where you get into the whole thing with the drinking of blood and stuff like that. I mean, you have it in the Catholic Church, and no one knows why it's there. There's a lot of stuff in there. There's a real lot of stuff in there. These are who these people think they are. That's why you had intermarrying inside, pharaoic marriage, like you did with the Egyptians. You had the same thing going on in England and stuff because they wanted to maintain the bloodlines. Why is the bloodline so important? Because this is what they believe. They believe that. I mean, that's why you even get it in movies.
No, it's everywhere. The question is, were they delusional? Because, the Egyptians also thought if they mummified their body, they'd live forever. Or was there something real to it? I know this. I've been to pharaoh exhibits in Europe, in New York, in Houston, and they've got the skeletons of these pharaohs, and they look like space aliens. And the reason I say they think they're another species is you can Google elite to split into new species. You'll get mainstream news articles where they're saying they believe they're already a new species separate from us. So they believe it. And then they act like it, and they act like we're here to be fed on. I mean, look, in secret, they've been harvesting babies for decades, lying to us. Yeah, there it is, Daily Mail. Human race will split into two different species, small goblin-like dwarfs of the general public and beautiful, smart elites, in the next 100 years or whatever. All right, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Steven in Florida. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Real quick, just want to say the first three things I take every morning is X2, Secret 12, and Super Male, and I'm definitely sold. And I've got Silver Bullet and some of the other products as well. So for that guy that says you're selling snake oil, well, I must have been bitten because I'm hooked.
Well, God bless you, and thanks for the support, brother.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Real quick, as far as Trump, okay, I'm just going to go down to the line of the candidates. Marco Rubio, any guy that says the Fourth Amendment isn't worth upholding and the NSA's been spying, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Mike Huckabee, I want to remind people, this guy's a member of the CFR. Richard Haass, the head of the CFR, was his presidential advisor in 2008. That shoots him down as far as I'm concerned. Rick Perry, 2007, Bilderberg, Pakistan, violation of the Logan Act and the HPV vaccine debacle back in 2008 in Texas. He's a liar. Chris Christie, he wants to be the Republican nominee, so as far as I'm concerned, he's a fat sack of elephant dung, because that's all that comes out of him when he speaks, and he ought to be ashamed of himself the way he did with Rand Paul. Speaking with Ben Carson, here's a man that professes to be a Christian. He caved on the same-sex issue, but also on Hugh Hewitt's show, as David Knight showed yesterday, he criticized Rand Paul as being uncivilized, and yet Rand Paul hasn't really been that hard. He should be harder on these guys. Now, as far as Donald Trump, here's an issue nobody's bringing up about this guy, and this is why I have a problem with Donald Trump. You brought up the casino issue, and that's a biggie. And, you know, the fact he's given to the Clintons, but here's the one nobody's talking about. This man's an adulterer. He committed adultery on Ivana Trump. His wife couldn't trust him, so how in the world can I? It is a moral and a spiritual and a character issue. A man like that, as far as I'm concerned, should never be in the White House, even if he's saying a lot of the right things.
Very interesting point, Steve. Thank you for the call. Jeff in California. I said I'd get to news, but I'm all over the map here. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going? Hey,
good, brother.
You know, everybody I talk to asks me, what do you think of Donald Trump? You know, here's a man. He's clearly, he has a lot of wealth. And, you know, according to Salente and all the other experts, we're heading for a collapse. So, you know, Donald's always talking about being a part of the winning team. Well, I think we have to ask Donald, whose team is he playing on? You know, I think that he knows what's going on. I think he's protecting his own interests. And, of course he's corrupt. I mean, he admitted during the debates that he's bought off politicians and, you know, so, you know, he's not a squeaky clean guy. So,
Well, he's also real smart. He hides it in plain view and doesn't apologize.
Right, exactly. You know, and another thing is that, you know, the globalists, look how much time they spent grooming Obama for the presidency. There's no doubt about it that they got their hands all over this election. And, you know, I think that if he was a real patriot, that he would be supporting somebody like Rand Paul.
Well, instead, you see the entire system attacking Rand Paul and now eclipsing him with Trump. And that's because they know Rand Paul's for real. He's not perfect, but he's being demonized because they know he is the real deal. And I'm just glad Trump is raising these issues. I'm glad he's making them issues. That's positive. And I think that's why I'm still reserving judgment. We're exposing what he did. We're saying we don't trust him, but we're saying we hope he's for real. We hope he doesn't scam us. We hope he doesn't drop the ball. But we're watching. That's what it comes down to. Thank you so much, Jeff. Since the caller before last mentioned the products, we fund this operation. The reporters, the news sites, the nightly news, 7 o'clock weeknights, the syndicated radio transmission, all of this that costs a lot of money by selling high-quality products. And by selling high-quality products, we begin to have a lot of success in the market because people get a good response. I set out to put out the most powerful super male, super female vitality-boosting system I could with the most concentrated herbs and natural compounds, cold-pressed organic, that are known to get your body to release the different compounds from your glands that we need, and to basically counteract the chemicals, the estrogen mimickers. And you've seen on third-party sites, if you go to InfoWarsLife.com, we have links to major respected third-party sites, some of the most respected out there, with 5-star ratings out of thousands. And, you know, these products at first, we started selling them 3 years ago, didn't sell very well. But I knew they would and help fund our operation once people use them. Once people used them. And, I mean, a lot of the vitamin heads, a lot of the real supplement snobs are getting into InfoWarsLife.com products because they're that good. And Supermel's been sold out for almost a month. Supermel Vitality is now back in stock. And when you purchase it, know this. Leading competitors that we know use dry herbs, but the same ingredients pretty much. It's very hard to use wet. That is, they're fresh. Are about twice for about 80% more. Okay, so you're getting a top-flight formula for a very competitive price, and it helps fund our operation. I know we've got the best iodine, X2. I know we've got the best throat lung cleanse spray. I mean, it's like the only problem is you got to wash the sprayer out a lot because it's so thick it clogs. I mean, it's like super heavy essential oils. Most people just put out a bunch of marketing and then put crud out. Our Prostaguard is hands down the best prostate defense system out there with all the key ingredients at half the price of a leading competitor that just has one ingredient. And ours has just as much saw palmetto as the leading competitor and costs half as much. It has as much as the leading competitor and then a whole bunch of other ingredients. 10 total ingredients. Prostaguard. InfoWarsLife.com. Supermel Vitality is back. This segment of the program is brought to you by Supermel Vitality. Supermel Vitality is now back in stock. InfoWarsLife.com. We're being sold out for weeks. Our new emergency shipment just arrived at our warehouse last Friday. It's now available for sale. We know our bodies are under hormonal attack, and it's time to fight back. The new Ultra Strength is even stronger. Supermel Vitality formula has hundreds of five-star reviews and is truly life-changing. Read the hundreds of other reviews and experience Supermel Vitality for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com. All right, we're going to come back. I've got to hit some of the news I didn't get to, and then we'll go into overdrive and take calls. Who knows, we might do a half-hour overdrive. But I've got so much I need to get done around the office as well. There's going to be a lot of special reports getting filed, a lot of bombshell interviews. We got contacted by one of the top astronauts in the world who wants to break something big here tomorrow. It's all coming up.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever.
talk more to the astronaut who we'll surprise you with tomorrow. He was in Austin when I was in Europe. He wanted to just come by and meet me. And then now I'm going to call him after the show and find out specifically. Probably forget the time Buzz Aldrin was on. And what he said ended up becoming international news. So we'll go all over the place with our guest tomorrow. Of course, a lot of it's secret because he commanded more of the secret military missions from what I've seen in the news than anybody else. So, you know, about 80% of NASA's secret. So I'm not going to say any more. And it's like the time we got contacted by the head of HARP who wanted to come on. And then by the middle of it, a colonel came on and cut the interview off. But that was a civilian head of HARP's been on. We have a lot of cool listeners. I'm very honored to have all these neat people listening. And most folks I meet from government or major corporations actually want to have a better world. But they're high level, but not at the very highest levels. And it's the very highest levels that some really nasty people. And their argument is, hey, there are a lot of really bad people out there. We got to be even nastier to protect the good people. That's a Machiavelli view that the end justifies the means and historically leads to some very bad things. But we got to try to fly this guy in. So I'd love to have him in studio. That's just amazing. That's the greatest part about this job is it's so humbling to have William Binney in here, former technical director of the NSA, one of the most famous code breakers in the world who invented most of this stuff. I mean, I get to have Ron Paul on. I get to have all these cool people. I mean, it's just humbling. I get to talk to you, the listeners. You folks are just amazing. You know, there's no way to do justice to all this. I had all this Ferguson research, all this stuff I was going to play. I had all this media censorship news I wanted to get to. FBI still hiding 58-year-old documents about Eisenhower Roosevelt, who is now the favorite to appear on the $10 bill. Who are they going to replace off the $10 bill? Who's on the 10 now? I forget.
I think it's Hamilton.
Hamilton? No, he's on the 20. I don't know.
That's Jackson.
Jackson. Oh, they're going to start. He's the racist. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the Eleanor Roosevelt or
Sam. The Eleanor Roosevelt, who's an occultist and a lesbian. But, I mean, if she is those things, just be honest about it. Put Janet Reno on the $10 bill. And they can have little burning children all engraved on it. And then you can have memorialized her when the police caught her in Miami with a 12-year-old girl in the back of her car with vomit all over because Reno had passed out on pain pills and whiskey. Then we just have, like, on the back of the $10 bill can be Reno with a half-naked girl vomiting on her. And then if you're against that, you're against diversity. And then we can have Clinton raping a woman on the front, biting her on the lip while he rapes her. I mean, why not? He did it, and if he's God, then it's okay. Right? And then on the other side of the bill, we can have like a Dyncorp airplane with little kids getting loaded on it. But have it, you know, micro-engraved, so you got to have a magnifying glass to see all of it. The one thing I like Trump's done is that he has come out and called for cutting taxes, and the second thing I like is, you know, saying that he believes autism spectrum disorders are linked to vaccines. But, I mean, you've got most of the public believing that now and the evidence showing it, so he's kind of going with the party there. AP, mysterious fungus killing snakes in at least 9 states. Hidden on the hillsides of a remote part of western Vermont, a small number of venomous timber rattlesnakes slither among the rocks. But their isolation can't protect them from mysterious fungus spreading across the eastern half of the country that threatens to wipe them out. The evidence shows it's linked to GMO. Hey, the honeybees are dying too. What's the big deal? I mean, if you don't want to kill the honeybees, you're racist against Roundup. Drink the Roundup or you're racist. Drink, drink. World government loves you. Everything's fine. We'll be back. Stay with us. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.